Welcome back to the Equally Well podcast. I'm here with Kevin James, who's a lived experience consultant and change agent based in Norwich. Kevin is co-pro Norfolk on Twitter. So what's your own experience of what has worked well? And where have you felt that, you know, better support was really needed for you to better manage your physical health?
I think where it becomes complex and difficult is around ownership and advocacy for that person. So the example I would give is that my GP is very supportive, and we have regular conversations about my weight and also medications that may be causing weight gain or side effects of medications that may be leaving me craving sugary, starchy foods. So I've got a very good GP. I'm aware of that SMI register that my GP holds. I can advocate for myself pretty well. So when it strays into difficulties is when we then start to have conversations with mental health trusts, where if you're on the care program approach and you're seeing a consultant psychiatrist or mental health nurse on a regular basis, it's also about having those conversations in that fora. So for example, My psychiatrist is very good at saying to me, you know, your shirt's looking a bit tight this time around, Kevin. So when I saw you 3 or 6 months ago, what are your eating habits like? Not everybody gets that kind of joined up approach, and I think that's part of the problem, that primary care will say that, you know, for them to carry out a physical health check, there needs to be a payment made to that GP surgery. Once you start to have conversations with mental health trusts, they will say, certainly psychiatrists will say, we're not experts in physical health. Well, as a psychiatrist, you don't need to be an expert in physical health to advocate for the service user to make sure that they get a joined up approach, that, you know, you can write a letter to the GP to say, I'm concerned about Kevin's weight. What is there in the community that can help him? So one of the things, when I first started to really address my weight gain, is that public health in Norfolk had a personal trainer kind of type service, and we could go along and have sort of 10 or 12 sessions with someone, and they could talk to you about diet and exercise, but also really dig down into the complexities around what might be preventing you from getting exercise. So physical health trainers, they were called. Unfortunately, austerity comes along and that service is no longer available. It's pulled by public health because public health budgets are slashed. So what started off quite well for me, I'm struggling just as much as anybody else in the community. I have a personal assistant who I employ through a personal budget. Had it not been for that personal assistant, who was able to, you know, change my diet, support me to eat more healthily, and to support me to go swimming, I would have been in just as difficult position as most other people. And in fact, what was really odd that I was having not last Christmas, but the Christmas before, I'd had a blood test to check my levels around is a type 2 diabetes blood check. And I had the blood test done around Christmas, and then I got a phone call that following August from a secretary based in my GP surgery to tell me that that she'd got my blood results, my test results, that I was quite close to developing type 2 diabetes, that I needed to go in and see one of the physical health nurses at my GP practice, and I needed to change my diet and my lifestyle. And I'm thinking, okay, that's an example where this process has broken down because I've had a blood test and 8 months later I've got a phone call to give me the result. I think I was about 4 or 6 points away from developing type 2 diabetes, so I was really close. So that was very serious for me, as it is for many people. And that's when I was referred to the physical health trainers through public health. I managed to get 1 or 2 sessions and then that service was closed down. So it's a real challenge as to what is out there for people, for them to be able to access. There's not a great deal of support in communities. around managing your diet and exercise. I think now my GP is able to offer me 10 or 12 sessions with Slimming World for free, but that can only be offered every 5 years. You know, and I'm not the type of person that wants to go to my local community hall and sit with a bunch of strangers and ring a bell every time I've lost a pound or two. You know, I suffer with anxiety, depression, you know, agoraphobia. I get very anxious. I would need someone to support me to go there. You know, it just doesn't, it might meet the need of some people in society. It doesn't meet mine. I've been very passionate over the years about kind of trying to get primary care to talk to secondary care and for them both to take ownership around people with SMI and physical health problems and have a joined up approach, because at the moment it isn't joined up.